Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
So I got the BTS meal this past week, twice actually, in
I
one
did
day.
Too.
Couldn't resist.
I went twice in one day too.
Yeah. And some iconics who aren't in the area that you can purchase it in had asked us to talk about it. So I really wanted to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the standout is obviously the sauces. Like anything else you can typically get at McDonald's, but the sauces are unique to this meal. And I was surprised by the sweet chili sauce because McDonald's had sold a sweet chili sauce in U.S. markets before, and I loved it when it was out.
Oh, did they really? I didn't know that.
They haven't had it in years, but it used to be something you could get with your nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not like that one at all. Like that was a very basic like sweet chili sauce. This one had like a little bit of like, it was like a Korean style sweet chili sauce. It tasted like it had some gochujang or maybe something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed that sweet chili sauce.
I did too. That was my favorite part of the meal.
Mm.
I did not get any purple bags.
Me neither.
Or purple cups, which was a huge disappointment for a lot of ARMYs, but my sister ended up getting it.
Yeah, I think it was depending on what store you went to.
Yeah.
Some of them had them, some of them didn't.
Yeah. So yeah. The plan was is that I was going to wait to go with Corey, but when I drive for my job, so going in between patients, I had some time and I saw McDonald's. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I can't wait because you, Corey, a whole bunch of my other friends, my sister, they were all going and getting it. I'm like, okay, I can't wait. I just can't. I'm
yeah.
too excited.
Yeah.
So I went and got it and I ate 20 chicken nuggets in a day and I've been a vegetarian for at least 6 or 7 years
mm-hmm.
now at this point. But Corey ended up going with me and he ate the chicken nuggets too.
Yeah.
We didn't get sick.
No.
But the sweet chili sauce was my favorite
mm-hmm.
and Corey's favorite was the Cajun sauce.
Jordan's favorite was the Cajun sauce too. I
mm-hmm.
went right in the morning, like after taking my dog on a walk, and then after Jordan and I went to the gym in the evening when he got home from work, then we went to McDonald's because obviously
you
he had to try.
It.
We earned it. We worked out. Okay. He loved the Cajun sauce too. That one was like a hot mustard. I really thought that one was good too. I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
It was weirdly exciting. Like,
yeah.
I really never go to McDonald's just being vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to eat chicken nuggets was special. And
yeah
I just seeing BTS at McDonald's was really neat and I was all excited about it, and everyone else was Snapchatting me like thinking of you because it's just like on the main screen for the menu through the drive-thru. It was like the BTS meal.
Right. Just to be able to pull up and be like, can I have the BTS meal, please? So I think it was a really fun promotion to do. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, preparing this episode totally sold me on the Hotter remix.
Hell yeah. Or listen, I don't know what it is, but I get rock and roll Elvis Presley vibes from the Butter choreography.
Ooh, yes. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
All right. So in today's episode, we have a lot to cover. We are booked with Butter. Totally booked by Butter.
Yeah, completely.
So we're going to talk about BTS on The Late Show. We're also going to talk about their special performance. We're going to talk about their Hotter remix that they put out along with their dance practice video.
And then a little bit about Good Morning America.
Good Morning America, too. Yeah, we're really just trying to cover all of the new performances that we've gotten of Butter.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/stanningbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, which really has become weekly.
Well, during Butter promotions.
Because of comeback.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Yes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Just thank you for being here and for listening, guys.
Yeah, and we hope you guys are enjoying all the content that you've been getting. It's June now, so it's time to talk about our new charity of the month that we have chosen to support this month. You guys may know of the holiday Juneteenth. June 19th, it's the celebration of the emancipation of slaves in the United States. Now popularized as being called Juneteenth, and it's a big holiday to celebrate. So we, for, you know, June and to support Juneteenth, we wanted to donate to the NAACP this month. If you aren't aware of the NAACP, they're at the forefront of the movement to build political power and ensure the well-being of communities of color. They underscore the advocacy of 2,200 local units across the country. They empower communities to make democracy work for them as well. Donations to the NAACP help further their mission to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons and to eliminate racial hatred and racial discrimination. So a wonderful cause to support. Please join us this month of June in donating at naacp.org/donate.
Yes, thank you guys for donating alongside us. All right, so BTS on The Late Show. Let's go ahead and get into it. So just some history with The Late Show and BTS. BTS were previously on The Late Show on May 15th, 2019 during the Boy With Love performances. In that episode, BTS paid homage to the Beatles with a black and white filter performance set up just like when the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show in the 1960s.
Iconic.
It was iconic. Mm-hmm. Being a huge Beatlemania fan myself, I wish I would have gone back in that time and witnessed that show and performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. But getting to see BTS on it was just incredible. Yeah. It was my wildest dreams come true right there. So they were most recently on The Late Show, which I guess is also called A Late Show. I don't know when that change in name happened or if it's just COVID promotion that's going on.
Yeah, like we looked a little into it at the name change. We hadn't noticed a name change until we went in to like link the videos into the doc. But I guess it has something to do with ratings. TV shows like late shows will often change like a word in their title, and it just makes the show have different ratings that aren't connected to the previous show title.
So bizarre. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how that all works. But watching it live, I noticed that it was called A Late Show. And I talked to you, Kayla, about it. I'm like, what? what's going on. I thought it was the late show.
So I guess BTS have never performed on a late show before.
Yeah. But to promote Butter, they were on The Late Show. And this episode aired on Tuesday, May 25th at 11:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They first appeared in a segment title, which was BTS is ready to break the internet with these new hand gestures. And later on in the show, they ended up performing Butter.
Yeah. So let's talk about this hilarious hand gesture segment.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Colbert had a great introduction for them, saying that they're not just a band, but a global phenomenon. He went on to say that they've sold millions of albums, and there was album art displayed behind him for Wings, Love Yourself Tear, B, Map of the Soul 7, Face Yourself, and Map of the Soul 7, The Journey.
A Japanese album.
Yeah. Also Face Yourself, Japanese album.
Wow.
I just thought it was cool that he not only commended them for being a global phenomenon, but that they showed, you know, some albums from their discography to show like, hey, they have music like beyond these two songs that you've probably heard by them.
Mm-hmm.
General American audience listener.
Yeah.
He also mentioned their billions of streams, their sold out tours and their influence. He discussed their popularization of the Korean heart to show love and affection. And he throws it over to BTS to show some more hand gestures that can be made. I thought immediately this was a great idea for a segment because hand gestures can communicate so much without words. However, we were surprised when BTS began and they did this entire segment completely in English.
That was pretty shocking. But also, what a fun segment, just going over these little hand gestures. The way that BTS delivered it was excellent. It was really fun. It was funny. We're all whipped for them. But like, it was genuinely funny. Like, I laughed along to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through the segment here. It was overall just really funny and cute. For J-Hope, it was absolutely hilarious. He was showing us how to make hand gestures for kidneys and intestines to expand on the body part hand gesture abilities.
Mm-hmm.
With his first moment, we know that this segment is goofy and lighthearted. Like, we just get the idea that that's where this whole segment is going. He has this platinum blonde hair. It just looks incredible. But later on, he says, you have food on your face, that hand gesture where he's pointing to his cheek. And it's very reminiscent of Boy With Love.
Yes. It's so adorable. Mm-hmm. He was cracking me up during his segment. Like once he immediately with the kidneys, I was laughing.
And the long intestine.
And then right after him, Taeyeon comes out and he's so silly with his like V peace sign, but also piece of pizza moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really noticed also in this video was like, hello, 5 o'clock shadow that he's trying to hide. Like, I feel like there is so much makeup that's trying to cover up like stubble.
Just didn't shave? what you think?
No, I just think that like the shade, I don't know, just the tone on that part of his face, it really looks like, wow, if he wanted to, he could have a full beard.
Well, we know that Taeyeon can be a little grubby.
Also, his fluffy hair and just thick neck in this whole video, bringing out the fluffy hair. But I love
the fluffy hair.
Mm-hmm.
So for Jimin, he does this walking hand gesture and then running hand gesture and then this pogo stick gesture, which is just adorable. I love his expressions that he makes while he does these gestures. It really sells the comedy component because if anyone else were to do this hand gesture, I feel like the joke would have fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that he has these wide eyes, these expressive eyebrows, he's cute, he smiles at the end. It's so charismatic that you just can't help but to laugh. Like, it's just cute and funny.
He totally pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could not stop laughing when Jungkook came in with the live long and prosper gesture. Like if this segment wasn't already super hilarious and like obviously, meant to be a joke, then this, you know, nailed it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just loved how he said he invented Star Trek because it's in the future. It takes place in the future.
Yeah.
He just looks so smug and so content with himself when he's finished talking about that.
Mm-hmm. He's like, that's right. I said it.
Yeah, me. Yeah. And his later gesture was the paper shredder. And it was super funny and cute. And he was like pursing his lips when he was doing it. It was was just adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that he said that it wins most of the times, but then it gets jammed. Yeah. The paper shredder gets jammed. Yeah. And then you don't win anymore.
Right.
And then, of course, Yoongi would do elaborate base running coach hand gestures, hand signals. So Min Yoongi, he absolutely loves baseball. So it just makes sense that he would do all these like baseball signals that they do, like catcher coach to the pitcher to try to figure out like
a super curveball. Elaborate one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was for a pretend bunt, is what he said.
Hilarious.
A fake bunt.
Yeah. I love the Tae Hook double bunny moment. I just think Tae Young is so deadpan in his delivery during these jokes, and it is just hilarious. And I think that there was amazing editing done by the crew here. I don't know if it was the Late Show editing this segment or like if Big Hits editors edited and like sent it to them, you know, but they, you know, play suspenseful music, they zoom in, they change, like they have like a red vignette lighting around the edges of the camera as the double bunny intensifies.
Yeah.
And I just love this delivery. We have like super deep voice Tae Young and he's like, the double bunny, more powerful, more dangerous. And as he's saying this, Jungkook is just staring threateningly at us.
Right at the camera.
Right at the camera.
And it zooms in and it just intensifies the whole thing as if like he is very dangerous.
Yeah.
I love it. But he still looks adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. So for Jin and Jimin, they were summoning Colbert. That was their gesture. And it was a great way to wrap it up. And we just absolutely loved the butter hand gesture that they do at the end, the very end, to promote streaming butter. So they take like two fingers as if they're spreading butter over their other hand, which is flat like a piece of bread.
Yeah.
So let's get into the performance of butter. It was introduced by Colbert, stating that the single broke streaming records on YouTube and Spotify. As he said, now performing butter, BTS, he did the butter hand gesture that they did in the hand gesture video.
Yeah, very cool. Calling it back, because this was like a little bit later in the show. So calling it back to that earlier segment, I thought was a really good way to bridge that gap a little bit. This performance of butter takes place in a stately ballroom that's decorated with classic French style furniture and dazzling in the light of chandeliers all around. It just screams luxury to me. Mm-hmm. And as they progress through the song, they move from the ballroom area into a grand stage with beautiful art deco behind them and also tiled onto the floor. Later on in the stage, we get confetti and the stage area also has even more chandeliers.
Yeah, it's extravagant and very roaring 20s.
Yes.
Like 20s party. We see a gilded phonograph to the left of the stage, which, hello, Grammy. But it really looks like they're attending a Jay Gatsby party.
Yeah, definitely.
They fit there.
They fit there. They fit the setting. They also have these lights off to either side of the stage. They're square with a bunch. They're just like filled in with circular light bulbs. And it's reminding me of the stage that we saw in the Butter music video that they danced on top of at the end. So again, it's like making me think of pop art, like the pop art shading, the repetitive circle kind of thing. So I'm going to bring it up again.
It's a huge theme with the Butter comeback.
Yeah.
It just keeps showing up. It really does.
And it should, because they had it in like the concept photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we want to dive more into the choreography since we haven't talked much about the choreography in other episodes of Butter.
Mm-hmm.
So with these performances, we're really going to try to dive more into that. So at the beginning, they still began with the lineup like Fake Love style, but with the addition of a spotlight on them. And they all have these sleek black suits on. Taeyong opted for a vest in place of a jacket. And what I really noticed for the first time watching through when I stayed up to watch this performance was Yoongi's sleeves that were rolled up or pushed up to be cropped at a like 3/4 length sleeve, basically. Why is that so hot?
It's
I don't understand.
Hot.
It's just like, I told Corey, I turned to Corey, I'm like, the bare minimum of skin exposure just like ruins me.
But same.
Stupid.
But same.
Yeah. But for the choreography, something at the very beginning where Jungkook is doing his opening verse, you see all of the members follow after him in that line. And they're all hunched over and they really do look like they're sneaking in like a criminal, like a robber sneaking around a house who's stealing things. I just have never noticed it before, but it really highlights that line of smooth criminal and also like a robber, which is Jin's verse later on.
Definitely. Something that I want to intentionally point out, because we kind of talked about this framing shot happening where Taeyong and Hoseok kind of frame up the shot when Jin is singing his look in the mirror line. But I want to intentionally say, like, that's supposed to be a mirror. That's like a mirror in the choreography. And something that we see in this performance specifically is like Taeyong and Hoseok actually turn their heads to look at the camera also, which is something that we didn't see in the music video or in the Billboard performance. So that was super impactful. It really affected me. I'm like, I can't handle this eye contact. Yeah. Please look away. Yoongi and Jin do the same thing later on in the song when they frame up Jimin's mirror and then they turn and stare at the camera and they wreck.
Yeah, yeah. They do wreck. More dangerous than the double bunny.
Yeah.
So the choreo at the chorus, we really want to talk about how a lot of the choreography at the chorus is these chivalrous movements.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they tip their hats as if they have hats on. They kiss the back of their hand. And then they also do this shushing signal where they put a finger over their mouth while it seems as if they are dancing along with you or dancing for you, as if they were to meet you, especially this Gatsby feel that we have.
Yeah.
It feels like you are attending a dance and that this is them meeting you or approaching you is really what I collect. The kiss of the hand, the tip of the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really seems like it's a meet cute type of moment, like meeting, you know, ARMY or whoever they're dancing with in the choreography, meeting this new audience in the choreography. Earlier in this week, we were on the K-pop cast and we spoke about how the music video and everything that they're doing with promotions really seems like they're kind of introducing themselves. It's almost like American debut. Mm-hmm. And this is an example of that in the choreography, woven into the choreography of like meeting the viewer, you know, tipping of the hat, kissing
welcoming
of the hand.
You in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcoming you in and drawing you in. And some of the dancing that they're doing, it seems like you could just walk up right in front of them and mirror their movements and dance along with them.
Mm-hmm.
That hand kiss, I just wanted to intentionally say, because I didn't feel like it was super obvious. Like, I think you mentioned it to me and I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. But I feel
like one of the first things I noticed. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
So I just thought, you know, at first I was like, it's interesting. They're like kissing their hand. They're not like blowing a kiss. They're kissing their hand. But, you know, just to say, it's like they're kissing the hand of ARMY or the hand of somebody who's watching, like, hey, nice to meet you, a little smooch on the hand. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense with like the angle that they're holding the hand in along with the rest of the choreo.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of sidestepping in this part of the choreography as well during the chorus. And it's just super quick and precise footwork that they are executing here.
So much footwork. There's not a whole lot going on with the upper body. But if you just look down, they are extending their legs very quickly and alternating their legs, and the footwork is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just don't cue into that as much because it's the footwork. Yeah. You're not really constantly looking at their feet. I'm looking at their beautiful faces.
Right.
There's this interesting choreography piece that so much, it just stands out to me because I've never seen BTS do choreography like this before. But during Jin's lines, when he's saying, snatch you up like a robber, that line, you see the rest of the vocal line doing this pivot movement where they're basically rolling back and forth between their toes and their heel. They do a pivot on their toes and heels. Mm-hmm, back
by like
and forth.
Rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that really reminds me of Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And I've been continuously thinking of Elvis Presley for a lot of the Butter comeback, but I haven't really put my finger on it. But I see it here with this choreography because I think of Elvis, you know, playing guitar or like doing air guitar and getting up on his toes, and then he'll rock back onto his heels mm-hmm. too. Just makes me think of rock and roll king, pop king,
yeah.
and just really where BTS are now in terms of pop history.
Mm-hmm. Again, emulating pop culture in some way.
Exactly.
Yeah. We got the dance break again in this performance. So I think the dance break is just really here to stay. It's not anything like special, and potentially they might change the dance break or like add other dance breaks for other performances later on. But this is one that is definitely a part of the choreography. This time watching the dance break, we really noticed how Hoseok's hand movements pull Jimin and Taegyung forward to dance with him. Like, it's very forceful and very intentional. It's like the angle of the camera makes that a little bit more prominent in this performance.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really enjoy that, like, kind of dance leader, dance king.
Yeah,
controlling the choreo.
Love and live for J-Hope controlling the choreography.
Yeah.
We're suckers for it.
Always.
I also love that we get Jungkook coming to the front and seeing that electric guitar, air guitar movement that he does, along with that massive body roll that we see all seven mm-hmm. members do with him.
Another like Elvis potential thing with mm-hmm. the air guitar. He would always do that guitar, like circular arm mm-hmm. movement. I am 100% here for the high contrast lighting on Yoongi during his verse. That sharp cheekbone. Again, he's just wrecking. I love Yoongi. He wrecks me in every moment. And he brings us to the stage during his verse. And then when RM comes in and says, "Got Army right behind us," that line, the backup dancers, a bunch of backup dancers file into the stage behind them. So it's like, there's Army right there.
Yeah. This is really when the performance turns into this extravagant Gatsby party.
Party.
Yes. Yeah. When Hobi comes in for the outro verse for his last part where he really hypes up the song, we see confetti, gold confetti popping from these poppers alongside the stage. And it's just epic. It's extravagant. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The gold accents, the stage, even some of the art decor that you were talking about, mm-hmm. that art deco, really just gives off that 20s. Roaring 20s vibe,
yeah.
party.
And
there's some palm trees in the background too, which makes me think of Hollywood, just high class.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another piece of choreography that I want to point out that we haven't mentioned before was at the end during Namjoon's part, he does this pointing from one side to the other and then takes his other hand and points from one side to the other, just like the YMCA when they're mm-hmm. saying, "Young man."
Mm-hmm.
Do, 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 do.
Yep.
Yeah, that, it's exactly it. And
yeah.
it just makes me think classic Americana. Again.
Right.
Like, Americana. Like,
but
just,
not in a cliche way. Like, yeah. in a tasteful way. And I think it's super subtle. Like, if those earlier movements you referenced about, like, Elvis really do call back to a Elvis dance move in that choreo, it's super subtle. Mm-hmm. You know, just like this, I feel like it's subtle, but it's there.
Butter is buttered up with American concepts.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is
pop
in
art.
There. Pop art is in there.
80s.
It's all
synths.
Over. The synths, 80s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the YMCA. I mean, gosh,
hello.
I just played it like so many weddings.
Yeah.
And it's just like a classic dance song that you hear in America. Yeah. It's just all over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
if
it was,
you look for it.
It was cool to see more of that because we've seen, I feel like, a lot of pop culture American influence on like the concept art or even on the lyrics or on the production of the song, but to then intentionally look at the choreography and discover in the choreography as well was super exciting. Like mm-hmm. it's very consistent all the way through and it's definitely intentional.
Yeah. So going on to Good Morning America, their performance was the kickoff of their summer concert series. They ended up saying that BTS ended up breaking Spotify's record with 20.9 million streams on its first day. Which, thank you, Good Morning America, for giving the true number of
right.
how many streams that they had on their first day. But this performance for their summer concert series was performed in Times Square.
Yeah, they played it at Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were interviewed and then later on performed Butter. And then they ended up also performing the tropical remix of Dynamite, which I think is really great because it was their summer concert series. So BTS is always delivering something new, something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen Dynamite a lot, but we have not seen them perform to the tropical remix of Dynamite.
And the new and fresh thing that they did for their Butter performance for this summer concert series was to just bring a very light scene. So BTS was wearing all white. They looked phenomenal in their all white outfits. You know, we had some collars unbuttoned. They were also kind of dripping in gold jewelry around their necks, around their wrists, maybe a couple of rings. They looked phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So the all white outfits really stood out for this performance. They were also performing in like an all white scene. Very bright, very, you know, natural lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So super refreshing. I think that they did a great job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go and like pull up this performance to show someone as like the performance of Butter just because they had like a bunch of Good Morning America, like, you know,
okay,
advertisements running across the screen, and you know, and they cut away to Times Square a lot. Yeah. And
unless you're a Jungkook stan, because
okay, true,
his shirt was very unbuttoned.
It was super unbuttoned. That was like the big thing that I really noticed was this unbuttoned shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Also in this one, Taeyang and Hoseok wore like their sleeves pushed up, like Yoongi had in the late show performance. So that was alluring as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
So for their Dynamite tropical remix, the set was really what made this performance. There were beach vibes everywhere. We had palm trees, hammocks, lifesavers, beach balls. It was just really fun to see BTS being dorky and cute and having a fun time on this set.
Yeah. I also think about this performance, the vocals were just on point. Their ad-libs were super fun and the rappers' lines were more rap-like. Maybe the tropical remix kind of lended itself to them being able to speak more instead of like be more sing-songy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just noticed that, you know, a little bit of change to how they were performing Dynamite.
Yeah.
I think they had a blast with this performance. I love that they were able to show their dorky and cute sides, especially at the end as they were interacting with the props and climbing on stuff. And, you know, I just thought it was really fun and cute.
Yeah.
And just great for that they got to perform this remix. Like, people criticize that they put out so many Dynamite remixes, but here they had the opportunity to actually perform one. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of remixes, let's talk about Butter remixes.
Yeah. There's only one.
There's
so
only
far.
One right now, but we think there may be more. Let's talk about this Hotter Version remix. This was produced by P-Dawg. So he did the arranging and the producing for this remix. Very exciting because, of course, no one from Big Hit got to work on the production of Butter at all.
Sad.
I know. Like, we need P-Dawg for it to sound like BTS.
Truly. We need P-Dawg.
Yeah. So something that he did was he added this vocal filter. And to me, this is like a repetition of their voices. Again, maybe calling back to pop art. Repetition is a huge theme in pop art.
Yeah. It's what stands out, especially at the beginning, because the vocals are brought forward so much at the beginning of the song. Very bare minimum instrumental, which is the drum set that's playing those 808 drums. But those repetition vocals that we hear, it's this pitched up vocal put over the original track, the original vocal track.
Yeah. If you can get past that original vocal filter and just kind of become accustomed to it, because I will say, listening to it, it's the first big change that you notice starting the remix, and it's a little bit jarring at first.
It's bold.
Yeah. It was like, okay, this is a bold choice.
Yeah.
But like, if you can become accustomed to it and, I don't know, see it in the lens of this kind of pop art repetition idea, like that really changed it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the rest of the production is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed everything else. And I think honestly, you kind of get used to the vocal filter after the first verse.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. The synths are lessened. I hear a lot more keyboard. That's more prevalent during the remix. And for some reason, that keyboard enhances the dance pop vibe for me. Though the synths are great, the keyboard playing in the background really enhances the dance pop. It makes it more danceable, more ravey.
I agree. Along with that is the funkier bass guitar line. I don't even know if they really have a bass guitar in the original. If they do, it's really not prominent. We really hear those drums more so.
Mm-hmm.
But this bass guitar is so funky and constant throughout the entire song. That really stuck out to me. That really made this remix for me also. I was really vibing with that. I felt that funkiness, a little of the grooviness. I was vibing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the instrumental break, I really noticed this saxophone that was added. It added this jazzy element that sounds improvised, like that typically with jazz, a lot of it's improvised in the midst of playing with a group. So it wasn't the melody that I was going along to. It was a totally different tune, which is why I think that it was just improvised. But hearing that sax just go off like that, like just doing his own little tune, it doesn't go along with the melody at all. But I really love that addition to the remix. It made it funkier. It made it jazzier, different, new.
I love the combination of those three, like the keyboard, the jazz sax, the bass guitar. I think those three together really make the sound of this remix.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So the hotter version of the music video takes place in that red and purple room that we see in the original music video. So the entirety of this hotter version is really BTS in this room being goofy, silly, exaggerated goofy. You see them trying to sing their lines and you see the rest of the members behind them being chaotic as fuck. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want. They're doing all these crazy dance moves that just come to mind. They're freestyling the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having so much fun in the background. Truly, I think freestyling the whole thing. Just goofing off back there. Sometimes they'll break off into like little groups of three doing the same dance moves. Sometimes they're all like bopping around on their own. It's really fun to watch the background.
You'll see something new every time you watch it.
Yes, definitely. And then in the foreground is always a member like absolutely working the hell out of the camera, wrecking whoever they are wrecking. I have to point out a couple things. Like number one, Jin yelling his lines.
Yeah.
Incredible. I love the aggression. I just think he did it so well. I don't know how Jungkook stopped himself from laughing the entire time.
He was trying really hard.
Really hard.
You can see him clenching his jaw, trying not to break.
Speaking of Jungkook, his chest was out of control. Insane. I think they said, okay, hotter version, everybody unbutton two buttons.
Yeah.
And like there was a screenshot going around where you could like see so much peck, just everything. I mean,
a lot of shadow defined line in the peck region.
Yeah. He knows what he was doing. He really knows. And then kind of towards the end, I think, when BTS are all kind of lined up, but they're angled into each other a little bit, kind of in a like semi-circle shape. But all I can think is BTS grind line because like who's right up? I feel like Jimin is like right up on Namjoon. Who's right in front of Yoongi?
Yoongi is right up on Jungkook.
Yes, Yoongi is right up on Jungkook. So close. Yeah. And I just want, I think back
every
to like,
time we watch it, you're like BTS grind line.
I think back to the high, like everybody has went to high school prom or homecoming and there's just like a 20-foot long grind line. Is this only my experience?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that's just immediately where my mind goes with this shot.
I think at my prom, I was in a grind line at least once.
Leading it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but that's where my mind goes. So there's your visual for that one. We want to, you know, share our theories about remixes to come.
We got a lot with Dynamite, and Butter has seemed to follow some of the paths of Dynamite. So the fact that we've already gotten one remix, we're hypothesizing that there might be more.
Yeah, I think they're more intentional with how they're putting these remixes out. Like with Dynamite, they dropped like multiple at a time, but we really latched on to, you know, Namjoon's last line of the song, hotter, sweeter, cooler, butter. So we got the hotter version. So now we think that we're going to get a sweeter and a cooler version. So for the hotter version, we had that red and purple scene. So we think that for the sweeter version, we'll probably get that gymnasium, like K-pop scene room.
Yeah. Our reason for that is because we talked about less forehead, more bangs down. They were more cutesy in that scene, which would make sense for sweeter.
Totally. And then we go back and forth for the cooler version. If it's going to be the elevator, which is very cool, or if it's going to be the yellow and black suits at the end, which is like ultimate cool. I could go either way. I think either one would be cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
So let's talk about the dance practice video that they also released. We're not going to get super into the dance practice because we typically will do a dance practice video in its own episode, like a super fangirly episode. So let us know, you guys, if you want to hear a dance practice episode for this Butter dance practice.
Reach out to us, Twitter, Instagram. DM us.
Yeah. Standing email. BTS pod. Yeah. Email us.
We really do respond.
We do. To our best ability.
To our best ability.
But really what stands out about this dance practice is that it's a new studio. It's in the new high building that we talked about a while back. So this new dance practice studio is just lined with black walls and a black ceiling. It looks, you know, deep. It looks spacious. It looks like it would absorb sound well. And then there's this really nice wood floor that they're dancing on as well. This dance practice just has super crisp and precise and perfect movements. That's something that we always really notice and appreciate about their dance practice videos. This is, we're putting out a perfect version of our choreography. If you want to see perfection, look at a dance practice.
Yeah. It looks very rehearsed, very in sync. I mean, every single movement from the, especially during the chorus when they're doing that choreography where they point up, they point down, they're doing more arm movements. Everything is perfectly in line, all seven of them. They are just delivering their absolute cleanest, crispest choreography that they can do. Yeah. And it looks phenomenal. But we have to talk about their outfits for this, because I really feel like what we enjoy about dance practices is not only do they deliver this excellent choreography to their best abilities, but also they all get to dress in their normal clothes.
Yeah.
And we get to see them express themselves. And I think that they think about what they're going to wear for their dance practice video. So we just want to talk about it. I have to start with Taeyang.
Of course.
I have to.
Yes.
He is wearing this yellow like beanie, but these bright, bright green pants. Well, they're forest green, but the color really pops because he's wearing this white shirt. But then he also has this, what would you call this?
Like
this,
a cardigan.
It's like a cardigan, but it looks silk. Mm-hmm. And there, one side of it is mostly white and the other side looks like it has some kind of like oriental, maybe Korean
floral
print on
pattern
it.
Or yeah, something on it.
It's really elegant. But then he has on his pants these super long drawstrings that are just dangling to his knees practically. Mm. Peacocking.
Yeah. God damn it.
Absolute peacocking.
Well, Namjoon over there is doing the same thing. Yeah. I mean, Namjoon elected to wear shorts. Okay. Wrecking me. Thank you.
He's always wearing shorts.
Fuck. It's too much.
He's always wearing shorts.
It's like I said it once and now it just always happens. I'm grateful, but I'm also just destroyed.
Yeah.
Namjoon dies. And he's also doing the peacocking thing with the drawstrings where you could tie them up and tuck them in like everybody else, or just let them dangle like 18 inches down your legs when you're dancing. So he's doing that. He's also wearing like a long sleeve white shirt that's just ever so slightly hugging his muscles and that black hat. He looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about, I just love J-Hope's outfit.
Yes.
I love the red pants. When he wears red, he looks phenomenal. I feel like he has this streetwear.
Red with orange.
But how
does he makes
do
it work. He makes it work.
Yeah, he can pull off anything.
Damn it. And that headband and the platinum hair.
The supreme headband. Yeah. Legendary. Obviously, they all look incredible, but those were like the two that really stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So for the Butter special performance, this is something that we were not expecting. This
isn't at all.
This is totally new for BTS. I haven't seen a quote-on special performance before, but it really reminded me of the special version of the dance practice that they did for Boy With Love, which was their eye contact version, which was a little bit awkward to an extent because the boys, I think, felt somewhat weird trying to make eye contact intentionally with the camera. They naturally do it. But for them to be called upon to do it made it seem a little goofy and fun. But that was a different version of a dance practice. And that's what we got with this special performance.
Right.
It's just a different version of a dance practice.
Right. I mean, it's not labeled a dance practice video. It's definitely like an alternative to the music video. I also kind of thought of like the B-side music video a little bit, because the B-side was a little bit more like off the cuff, but that was, I mean, that wasn't really choreography. This was like full choreography. The only difference between like this and a dance practice is that they were actually singing along. Like in a regular dance practice video, they don't typically sing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why it really made me think of this eye contact version of Boy With Love, because it was in a similar setting. Like they were in this loft space with this natural lighting, which was really, really nice. There was these large windows that all this natural light was coming through. Everything was white. So it was very bright. And we got that a lot with the Boy With Love eye contact version as well. Yeah. And their dance practice was in a similar environment too with Boy With Love.
And something about this that also kind of made it seem more like a dance practice instead of a full-on music video. I think just maybe more casual, more relaxed, even though they did impeccably with their choreography was just their outfits also. Like their outfits showed their individual style. They were color coordinated, but I still think they were in like their typical style of outfit. Yeah.
But it was new. It was something we haven't seen before. And this special performance at the bottom of their like description, there was a little note that said special thanks to all caps, Sweetest Army.
Ooh.
Which makes me think that they just decided to do another performance of Butter specifically for Army. And that's what this special performance was. And it was special. And we are so grateful for it.
It was really cute. I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And to Sweetest Army. So that makes me think that the next remix, the sweeter version.
Oh yeah, sweetest.
Is going to happen soon. Yeah. So let's just talk about their
everything
outfits a little bit.
Everything means something.
Listen, with BTS, everything means something.
Yes.
If there's one thing we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're taking breadcrumbs here. So let's talk about some of their outfits here, since we did see a little bit of their individual style through that color coordination. I just have to say, Minjun in shorts, both of them. Obviously, like you said, Namjoon is in shorts all the time now.
I swear, they listen. Why do they put your biases in shorts
and they know
that you have a thigh kink?
And your bias was wearing like your two favorite colors. And
yellow and green?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. But literally.
And J-Hope? I just can't.
I don't know why they do it. I don't even know the last time that we saw Jimin in shorts. So just the fact that both Jimin and Namjoon are in shorts for this video just wrecked and destroyed. Hobie, I feel like his outfit is so streetwear style. Like his ripped jeans and like the vest that he had on. I was like, this is so him.
Can we talk about in this performance particularly, he comes to the front and he rolls his hips and it looks like every single fiber of his body is moving.
Yeah.
The body control, the muscle control that he has is unreal.
Yeah.
Best dancer on this planet right now.
100%.
Seriously. Absolutely. Yes. No questions.
Jungkook's pants were just insanely tight around his thighs. I don't even know how he did his dance break. I don't know how he did that deep squat and like the hip, you know, gyration movement, because they were so tight. They were insanely tight.
I don't know how they didn't rip. Extra stretch, I'm sure.
Extra stretch. They look stiff, though. Okay. Also, I just have to say that Yoongi was adorable with his hat and his mullet and his little pants that were rolled at the bottom. And they had little pinstripes, like little like train conductor pants. I just thought he was so cute. He was wrecking.
Really cute. I loved his hat and those pinstriped pants.
And his smiles.
And his smiles and also his tummy slips.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, you pointed that out. And then once you did, that's all I could focus on.
Yeah, so
during
many.
Any part where a tummy slip was happening, I had to look.
They're the best.
I don't know why.
I love them.
It's so cute.
So cute. And Big Hit doesn't blur them anymore. So
thank you.
It's nice. It's a nice treat. Yeah. Also, something I noticed specifically during this video, there was slightly different camera angles than we've seen in other performances. Again, BTS always trying to bring something new. This dance move has been there since the beginning, but we hadn't noticed it until seeing it at this specific angle.
Because of the camera angles.
Yeah. But Hobie walks his fingers up his leg at the beginning of the dance break when he's kind of pushing his foot out.
It looks like he's stepping on the camera.
Yeah. He's walking his fingers up his leg. And I didn't even notice until seeing it here. And I was just like, wow, transitional dance move that he's just like, yes, I'm going to do this.
It reminds me of the late show Jimin's walking hand gesture. He does that hand gesture along his legs.
Yeah, totally.
Or that one leg for J-Hope. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. Another little part of the choreo that we didn't notice until then.
We get this extra special angle that we can see that. Overall, this performance was fun. It was cute. It was lighthearted. I loved the bright, natural lighting that came through. I loved getting to see all of their outfits being coordinated, but yet it was still to their signature styles and that they got to express themselves in that way.
Yeah. Also, this performance was just such a treat and such a surprise to get.
It was a huge surprise. Yeah, I did not expect it.
So thank you, BTS, for all of the content. We definitely feel like we've been booked up by Butter. Obviously, BTS have. We really tried to cover everything and let you guys, you know our thoughts about what BTS have been up to with their Butter promotions. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. We really want to extend a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP iconics, Eileen Ruchel, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel, Robin, and Allie. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Reach out to us on Twitter, on Instagram, on email. We are Standing BTS Pod or Standing BTS Podcast everywhere. We love to hear your thoughts. Connecting with you is the best part of our week. So make sure you find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Tour set pop.